During the winter of 2022, going into 2023, I was really lost. I was really just in my own apartment in Cluj, Napoca, in Romania, and I didn't know where I was heading fully, and I was trying to do these side businesses, these side gigs, and not really focusing on the main thing which I wanted to focus on, which I was too scared to, which was to just focus on my own work, my own craft, my own storytelling. I think I led myself down a dark path that time, and I had no mentors, no guidance, no community to help me or to support me or help me guide into that better direction. And so I felt like I didn't waste time in a sense, because looking back at it now, it's a really good learning experience. But looking back at it, I was like, wow, if I had a community that was supportive and they, you know, had and they knew me and they knew what I wanted to actually achieve in my dreams, then I think they would have guided me into a better direction, into a direction that would have focused more on building myself. So during this time, although I didn't build my career, or I wouldn't call it a career, but my sort of the seeds of my creativity, I was dabbling in video editing and trying to make something, but I was too stuck. I was too stuck in perfectionism. I was too afraid because I had such a big following from all of the years of playing PUBG Mobile and going pro, and all the years of those followers and people and expectations. And it's really funny because I put all of those expectations and I doubled it, tripled it onto myself. And when I tried to actually make something, like, I was too scared to upload, too scared to even get started. And so it was a period of stagnation, of tumbling down. At the same time, I was going to gym consistently. I was doing yoga occasionally, not too much meditation, but my meditations were walking to and from the gym like I'm doing right now, and just reflecting on life. And although the gym was a really good stabilizer, I felt like it grounded me. Like, I was super, like, lonely in terms of community and in terms of love. And I was like I was in a desert without any water, and I needed like a sip of whatever I could get. And that led me down a relationship that luckily I broke off quickly, because I saw the negative spirals that I was falling into, the negative habits that like were surrounding me. One example was that this girl was smoking, and I was really against it, but I was so lonely. And so I was like, you know, really weighing the odds. It's like I was such at a dark period in my life. And yeah, at this point, I was just wanting to, you know, fit in, wanting any sort of community. And so I found it through this party group. Luckily, I connected back with myself, and I realized that this wasn't for me. And so I didn't start, or I didn't build the relationship too much. I broke it off quickly so it wasn't too painful. and I'm hoping I didn't hurt her too much in the process. But at the same time, it just wasn't gonna work out. And going back onto this period of my life, like, I'm thankful for going to the gym and having that as a grounding source. But I had no community, and so I was clinging on to any sort of self-help, any sort of guru. At this time, Andrew Tate was actually, like, so popular. Like, it was interesting because he was telling truths, like, small portions of truths in big lies. Like, his life was a lie, but he had good insights of very small parts, which helped him, you know, find the argument. And he was a good argumentator. He was very good at, you know, trying to get people emotional and then using that as a weapon to break their arguments down. And yeah, it was really interesting because the only girl that I met at the gym, we talked a lot about him and about, like, ideals of men and women. And it was just interesting to see because it was, this girl was, like, you know, a strong, independent girl going to the gym consistently, you know, has her strengths and weaknesses. And I was in this bubble of, okay, I'm going to build this business quickly, and, like, I'm going to make a whole bunch of money. Like, fuck whatever else. Like, I don't care. Like, my soul wasn't really in it. I wasn't really connected to the cause. I wasn't really connected to, you know, I was selling myself a lie, and I was telling myself, no, this would really provide value. You know, this would really help the community that I was a part of like PUBG Mobile and gaming, mobile gaming in general. And I was really, like, you know, contacting these Alibaba, these different sellers of this product. And I was, like, so ready. I was already contacting my friends who were still content creators, and I was, like, pitching them these ideas, and I was already in Photoshop making all of these graphics. Like, I had them ready. And I ended up not going through with them. It was a period where I was like, I'm gonna do this, but I never did it. And I'm kind of glad I never did it, because during this time I started focusing more on planning my trip and actually finishing my YouTube video that I was working on for so long. I was trying to learn how to do video essays, and I was making one on Casey Neistat, and I love that thing so much because it was all writing, it was all research, it was all experiencing all of the different media that Casey Neistat had, his history, and that he recommended, and all the movies and the books. And I read Malcolm X, his bibliography, and all of that was super interesting, but it took up so much time. And, like, video essays in general, they do take a lot of time, and I'm not sure if I'm gonna do that in the future, but I learned a lot in the process in terms of storytelling, in terms of video editing, in terms of programs that I used, in terms of just life in general. And I was really happy to try and practice those skill sets. The other thing I was doing was I was planning my trip. So I was trying to figure out where I would go in Europe, where I would try and figure out how I would build my experience, my European adventures. And I bought a 3-month Interrail ticket, and that led me down a crazy journey, which is a story for another podcast. But yeah, I'm really glad I took this shift. I don't know what exactly, like why exactly. I think things were at a boiling point where I was too alone. I was disconnected from the world, and I was all of focused on myself. The only value that I was going to provide was I would make this product and I would sell it and do the marketing and stuff like that. And looking back at it, it just sounds so soulless. Like, oh my God, that was 2 years ago me. At the time, I was working for my friend. Well, it was his, he had a startup and he kind of helped me get a position in the startup. So I was living really comfortably in Romania. I was buying all the food that I wanted. So I was able to bulk, pretty healthy bulk. And I was feeling like good physically. I felt strong, like I was pushing weight. And I like took that as an identity. I was the gym rat. And at the same time, another thing I learned, something I learned today, was it's so not worth it to put in your earbuds and just disconnect from the world and connect with your music and whatever. Like, of course, music is beautiful, it's great. And there are certain times when, you know, if you put your banger song on and you lift that heavy ass weight and it just feels so good. And other times, I feel like that should be the minority. I feel like most of the time, you should just have your ears open to the world, open to the gym. I know the gym music is sometimes really terrible. And at the same time, like the beautiful connections that you can make that are right in front of your face is just so much better when you just have your ears open to the conversations and to the people around you. You're more welcome, you're more friendly, you're not stuck in your own world. And I felt like during that time in Romania, of that winter, of that depression, I felt like I was stuck in my own world and I wanted it. I wanted that melancholy, that depressive, like, mood. I wanted that energy. And, like, having headphones in didn't help in my regard. I wasn't connecting with anybody. And the only time that I did was when I took my headphones out and I, you know, asked someone if they wanted to have some coffee. But other than that, like, there were a few times when, like, I forgot my AirPods or something like that. And I was left just trying to enjoy myself, you know, lifting the weights. A beneficial thing that I should have started earlier was to not use headphones during the gym. So I would, now going forward, and I feel like just in general, the vibes are a lot better because you're able to connect with people on a more intimate level, are able to not just look at them in the eye and either say hi or just stare or just look at them and look away. they're able to, you know, if they have headphones on, if they don't, you can smile, you can say hi. And hey, maybe they'll be influenced by you to take off their headphones. That happened to me, not today, because actually I had my AirPods in, and there was a guy that I met yesterday. But yesterday I had my AirPods out. And so we talked a little bit. I'm still learning French, so my French is a little broken. But yeah, really nice guy, really cool guy. And I saw him today too. And we just took our headphones out. We exchanged a few words. We said, have a good workout. And we continued on. And it's sort of that human thing. And also, when I was going to the bathroom, or when I was going to the locker room, sorry, I got caught in between this period where there was a kid who was getting ready to leave. And so I was in this limbo of, should I wait for him to leave? Should I hold the door for him? And I ended up deciding to wait. I waited for those 3-4 extra seconds, holding the door for him. And like, he's this beginner kid. Like, he's probably new to the gym, maybe his first year or second year. And the smile that this kid cracked up when he saw that I was holding this door for him, it was like, it was so beautiful. It almost makes me cry a little bit. I'm tearing up just like remembering it. But it's these like little bits of kindness that if you have your headphones out, you're more attuned to the world. You can be more connected. You can give more to the world because you can interact with it more. We have 5 senses, and sometimes we numb them, or oftentimes we numb them, either with alcohol, music, porn. Now, I'm not saying these should be all put in the same category. Of course, music is a lot better than these other vices, but I'd recommend trying it out to see how you feel. I know it's gonna feel weird. You're gonna feel bored. You're gonna feel so bored. Oh my God. But I think tolerating that boredom will plant seeds in you that will show up in your work, in your life, in your conversations with loved ones, in your conversations with friends, and in your communities, in the communities that you have. And if you don't want, or if you don't have one, if you don't have a community, then build one. Build a group of friends at the gym. See who's nice and receptive, and see who has cool ideas, who has great energy to be around. Who, when you see them, you're like, ah, it's that guy. I love that guy. Like, be that guy for other people too. And you'll see, you'll attract so many people around you. Not for the sake of, oh, I have so many cool people around me, now I'm cool, you know? It's more of like, you're giving out this energy into the world, and you're receptive to that energy to see who's willing to, you know, hang. And if not, that's okay. Like, baby steps. Just having your headphones out maybe once or twice a week during your gym sessions. Like, just see how it feels. Tolerate that boredom. And just see what happens. Be consistent. Just agree to something that you're gonna do and do it. I think the last thing I wanted to note, or the last thing I wanted to go off of, was that Like, the gym is like a spiritual experience. There are so many people that show up at the same time. And like, just seeing who shows up is just fun, because you see, you, if you go at the same time, or if you have a somewhat similar schedule, then you see kind of the people who are consistent. And over time, you go from like a nod to like, hey, how's it going? You know, to like shaking hands, to like connecting and seeing how their life is going. And it just, those relationships, I felt, are some of the most beautiful ones, because, you know, you're going to the gym. I hope you love the gym, like, if you're going, or at least if you don't love the gym and you're going just for external reasons, like, if you're not enjoying lifting the weights, then either you are programming wrong, or there's some like inner blockage that's happening. But if you are loving the weights, even if it's a struggle, like, there are people who are also struggling, who are also in the same boat, and who also happen to love weights, lifting weights. So connect with them. For me, I'm trying to take this advice as well. And I have been not taking my headphones, or not been using my headphones. And I've been just trying to see how I can slowly creep into these friend groups that I have already formed for so long. And you just see it at the gym. And for me, it's really challenging because I don't know the language. Or at least I don't know it all the way. And this perfectionism creeps up on me, and I'm like, fuck, like, I'm not perfect. And I don't know what I'm going to say. And this anxiety builds up. Like, I'm decently okay with anxiety nowadays. I've been able to manage it really well with meditation and yoga and grounding myself and, you know, just connecting with who I am and what kind of person I am. Like, not the ego, but like, I'm Dominic, like, that's me. But yeah, anyways, you're going to feel anxiety. You're going to feel this pressure to not do anything, to put your headphones back in, continue the workout, and just be in your world. But life is so much better, so much greener, when you have things, and you have things to connect with, you have things to share, and you have people who want to share like things that they love as well with you. And that can be experiences, that can be things, that can be, you know, going to hang out and just having conversations. Like, I feel like we're so disconnected in this world. And nowadays, it's really that hard work we have to put into as adults now. Like, school's gone. There's no more community to reach onto. You have to build it yourself. And it's hard. But yeah, I think that's what I had to say for this topic. It really fires me up to talk about this, because I feel like it will really benefit. I feel like if I did this from the start when I was in Transylvania, or in Cluj-Napoca, and I was trying to, you know, connect with people, I feel like it would have really benefited me. So yeah, thank you so much for watching. Bye.